back to Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2 of the Live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Well, in the very end of hour number one, we had a call from, I forgot his name. Was it Ralph? No, it was... It wasn't ever on my call screeners list, so the nice gentleman who called in towards the end of hour one, he couldn't hang on through the news. That's okay. I wanted to really address what it was he was saying, though, about the minimum wage, because we had talked about the minimum wage early in hour one. He called in to talk about how he believed that the minimum wage was constitutional because of the 13th Amendment, because of the prohibition against slavery. His suggestion was that the minimum wage has to be set at a level at which someone can sustain life and pay the
otherwise
bills.
Otherwise, it's slavery.
Pay the bills or whatever. Otherwise, it's below the level of slavery, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And you pointed out, rightly so, Mark, that this isn't slavery at all because you're voluntarily choosing who to go and work for. And you're voluntarily choosing the term at which you're going to be working for them.
Yeah, every day you choose to go back. Unless, of course, you're in the United States military, in which case they'll put you in prison if you don't go back to work.
Right. So that was a great point. And also, another side of this is the minimum wage essentially makes slaves out of the business owners because the business owners are prevented from setting the wages for their jobs at a wage that they may prefer to set it at.
Right. The only person who's going to get incarcerated here if they do something wrong is the, if they violate some rule, is the business owner. So if you could really make an argument that, in fact, the minimum wage is slavery for the business owner.
Yes, you could. And also, in regards to the minimum wage, not only is it slavery for the business owner, and not only does it prevent the business owner and the employee from negotiating their wage, but also, you have to remember, most people who are the head of household, the people who are the top earner in any given household, I think it's something like 97% of them earn above the minimum wage.
Right. The minimum wage really isn't for the head of household.
Yeah, it's not intended.
It's high school kids in their first job.
Exactly. High school kids or retirees just trying to make a little bit of extra money, or maybe somebody coming into the marketplace that hasn't had to work before, like a woman, for instance, mm-hmm. who had been married for decades, got divorced, and had never been in the job market.
She might be a head of household, and she's probably in that 3% that is. Also, somebody who doesn't speak English. It's tough. It's tough to be employed in this marketplace if you don't speak English.
Exactly.
It's good incentive to get out there and learn it.
So these are the people that are really affected the most by the minimum wage. And in the case of teenagers, for instance, these people don't need a life-sustaining wage.
No, they need to be able to buy CDs and things.
Cigarettes and stuff like that. You know, things
hope they're not
the
buying
teenagers buy.
Oh, stop buying them.
So, again, and I'm not trying to defend employers that want to pay less than the minimum wage because we could be painted as a bunch of meanies. We're mean to people. We don't want them to have a livable wage. Well, look, let the market decide what the wages should be. For instance, the market has decided that in most cases the wage should be higher than the minimum wage. And in jobs like Walmart and McDonald's, I mean, these are jobs that are normally pretty maligned in the press, but really, you get a starting wage at $7 an hour at those jobs.
Yeah, which means that the minimum wage is not a factor there.
Nope. And those are pretty darn low-skilled jobs, too.
Yeah. You know, really what the minimum wage does is it keeps people who wouldn't otherwise work for less than a minimum wage from being able to have jobs. Somebody like, say you have one leg or one arm, mm-hmm. and you'd be willing to work for less because you want a job, and a job would give you meaning and purpose in life. Can't have it. Sorry. They have to pay. I mean, essentially, you'd have to pay that person minimum wage. What if they're not worth it? Most employers aren't in the business of doing charity. They're in the business of making money.
Right. And it's not the government's, it is not and should not be the government's role to be in the middle between an employer and an employee. Let them decide on their own. Kaifo in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Kaifo.
Well, I just want to say you guys are a big bunch of meanies.
Yes, we are.
Well, you know why? Because I think that the minimum wage is a fantastic idea. And in fact, I think we need to change the minimum wage to $100 an hour.
Oh, why is that, Kaifo?
Well, obviously, then we'd all be rich, wouldn't we?
Yeah, well, what would happen if we changed it to $100 an hour?
Oh, we'd be rich, isn't it?
Well,
Doesn't the fact that the legislature makes the laws, isn't that keeping us from being rich?
No. You can't legislate wealth, unfortunately. Legislate wealth, we'd all be fabulously wealthy beyond our wildest dreams.
Well, curses. So what would happen if we made the minimum wage $100 an hour?
Everybody'd get fired.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true. The prices of hamburgers and stuff like that would raise tremendously. So instead of it being a 99-cent menu, it'd be a $50 menu or something like that.
You're telling me that all it would do is just the people that aren't worth $100 an hour would lose their jobs?
Yeah, that much would definitely happen.
Oh, okay.
And even if everybody did, even if magically everyone was able to keep their jobs, because, again, this minimum wage would be across the board. I mean, this would affect when you raise the minimum wage from $5.15 to $6.15, it only affects a certain percentage of jobs. But if you raise it from $5.15 to $100 an hour, you've affected virtually every single job across the board. So even if everyone would magically be still employed, it would just inflate the economy. It would just make it so every single item costs more because those business owners have to make a profit.
Well, yeah, that's completely different.
Yeah, it's completely nuts. The minimum wage is just a nutty idea, and I have a feeling you already knew that, Kaifa.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to hear you say it.
So what's anything else on your mind?
Oh, I don't know. I just caught the tail end of what you were talking about there, and I said I'll throw my 2 cents worth.
Great. It's a great point, and really that's a great point to make, especially if you're talking to somebody who is a minimum wage advocate. I mean, it's like they'll be like a deer in headlights when you ask that question.
Yeah, there was some guy from the Cato Institute back on the Politically Incorrect show, Bill Maher,
mm-hmm.
and I was surprised he didn't make that point when some Labor Department lady started castigating him unmercifully.
Right, because the minimum wage advocates love to push for a really high minimum wage. I mean, the political ones only angle for a buck or two, but the minimum wage advocates, the living wage people, they want $20 an hour.
Yeah,
but when you ask them that $100 question, I don't know. Maybe a couple gears will start turning.
Yeah.
Kaifa, thanks for the call, man.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.
You too. 800-259-9231. We're trying Jorge one more time. Jorge in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, fellas, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man, what's up?
I love you guys. You guys are so great, man. You guys are awesome.
So what's on your mind?
Oh, man, the free talk. Well, if you give me some time, I have a few comments I'd like to make and maybe some questions.
Of course.
The first comment was I wanted to clear something up with the smart guy sitting next to you, Ian,
mm-hmm.
who said that we're going to find a crocodile in the Florida Everglades.
That's right. He told you earlier this week that you'd find alligators, not crocodiles.
Yeah. Well, I proved that wrong. Well, anywho.
How did you prove him wrong?
Well, I caught a crocodile.
But, you caught one?
Yeah.
In the Everglades?
Yes.
Is this possible, Mark? Is it possible?
Yes, it is.
It is possible to find a crocodile.
Oh, yes!
But it's really unlikely. First off, alligators, pretty docile animal. They're not going to bother you in most cases. Crocodiles, mean as hell. Like, they want to see you die.
Did you lose an arm in the process, Jorge?
No, I got him. I captured him. But,
how'd you capture him?
Man, listen, man, I did not call in to go on and on about the crocodile. I just wanted to clear it up to the wise guy sitting next to you. And
then right.
I have him more comments to make.
Yes, sir.
The next comment I'd like to make is I'm listening to your commercial, and there's this guy on there that I like, and I just wanted to tell you guys I like him. That's that Alex Jones fella. He's a good guy, man.
I guess. I don't know. I don't know him personally. I can't make any comments on that.
I mean, documentaries. Have you seen it?
Yeah, you know, I actually have seen some of those. They're kind of fun to watch, but, you know, it's more like popcorn stuff to me.
Well, I don't know, man. If any of that stuff is true, we should be scared, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well,
being scared is really not going to solve anything.
Yeah, that's true. There's no point in being scared. You might as well just move on with your life. Thanks for the call, Jorge. 800-259-9231. I don't believe he caught it.
Alligators are a lot more plentiful than crocodiles in Florida, too.
Yeah.
The likelihood of running across a crocodile in Florida, really unlikely. Alligator, sooner or later you're going to see one.
When I think of alligators, I think of this noise, and it's very, very scary, very, very frightening. This one right here. Whenever it gets around. There it is. Yow! More on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. In fact, we got more of this rambling retard who's fallen away from libertarianism. We'll talk about him a little bit more, his hatred for rap music and whatever else it is he wants to grumble about. And your calls. This is your show. Free Talk Live.
perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Visit the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo, meaning that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to the Shrine for yourself at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Big Brother, the nanny state, the Constitution, freedom. Just a few of the subjects regularly discussed on Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's a smart, politically independent current events show hosted by a loud, fast-talking journalist. If you like FTL, chances are you'll like Common Sense with Dan Carlin 2. Download the MP3 or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. To Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Hey, I love your show.
Thanks, Bill. What's on your mind?
I got I got two questions, if I can get them both in tonight. I hope
Certainly.
I can. They're very related. First one is, what happened to Shock and Awe?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. They were supposed to throw roses at our feet. I guess it isn't happening that way.
They meaning who?
The Iraqis.
The Iraqis. Yeah, we were supposed to. Well, first we were supposed to go over there and shock and awe them, but I guess we didn't do that. They're shocking and awing us. What I can't understand is how 5,000. What do they have about 5,000 insurgents over there?
I don't know. I haven't. I mean, I wouldn't trust the military's estimations anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. But they're holding off 150,000 of our troops. I don't
sure.
think we're doing too well.
Now, but, I'd like to make a point on this. To give all fairness to our military, we won the war against Iraq. It was over pretty darn quick.
The Iraq government.
Right. Now, the military isn't a policing force, and I don't think we ever intended to occupy Iraq.
What do you mean you don't think that?
That was not the stated intent of the Bush administration. They said that they wanted to go in, get Saddam Hussein out, and
oh,
come back.
So because that's what they said? That means that was their intent?
It appears,
come on, Mark. People believe what they say?
It appears that's what they planned for, because they certainly didn't plan to occupy, because they are failing miserably.
Wait a minute.
It.
Just because they didn't plan... Wait. Just because they're failing doesn't mean they didn't plan to occupy. When they went in there, they knew they were going to blow stuff up, and it would have been it's a perfect excuse to say, well, we've got to stay here until we can fix everything. They absolutely wanted to stay, and at the same time, they were also talking about how this is part of the war on terror, and the war on terror is going to go on forever. I knew right up front that this was not going to be a quick exercise.
Generally, anything the government does isn't quick, but I believe it was Ashcroft that was quoted as saying, you know that as far as an occupation plan, he said that he didn't want to hear anything about his military officials talking about an occupation plan because they were going to go in, win, and get out.
Well, great.
And they didn't. They went in, they won, and then stuck around, and now the insurgents are making us look stupid.
Maybe they're not calling it occupation.
People are dying.
Maybe they're calling it something else.
They can call it whatever they want. We're occupying Iraq.
That much is true.
And Halliburton's getting rich.
All right. So, Bill,
okay.
Any thoughts?
Well, my second part of the question would be, I've got a friend, just kind of like this other young 15-year-old young man that called earlier.
Yeah.
I've got a friend that, and I personally believe in the free press, but he gave an argument. He believes that George Bush should be allowed to do almost anything he wants in the name of fighting terrorism.
Okay.
You know? And he was totally against the New York Times printing. I think it was something to do with the financial aspects of what the government is doing to spy on these terrorists moving money around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I said, no, that should be the free press. I believe in a free press, period.
Absolutely.
But he was arguing, no, that's against government security or classified or something. How would I respond to that argument?
Well, he's right that if you have a big, giant government that is in everybody's business all over the world, that a free press is going to be is going to be antithetical to that. It's going to be a real problem for a big, giant government that's involved in everyone's business. A free press is going to be a problem. Now, the fact is, if we didn't have troops over in foreign countries like the Middle East and making those people want to attack us, then we wouldn't have to worry about tracking terrorists' bank accounts and all that other stuff.
Mm.
The police could just do policing work rather than anything, you
plus,
know, what they're doing over there now.
Plus, what he's advocating is a government-controlled press. And we'd heard some of these so-called conservatives coming out promoting this idea. Your 15-year-old friend, is essentially parroting what he's hearing on Rush Limbaugh and these other so-called conservative shows. He's talking about government control of the press. He's talking about government approval of press stories that go out. And in which case, he's talking about Red China.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I can't seem to get them to understand, you know, that the government, we have checks and balances. We've got to watch these people. And sometimes the press is the only thing between the crooked politicians and the people that we have as the line of defense.
Absolutely. Who would he put in charge? I mean, maybe ask him if he wants to have a government office that's going to be in charge of what the press can put out. Who's he going to put in charge of it? And how's he going to feel 4 years later when a new administration comes in that may not be to his liking? He obviously loves the Bush administration, but what happens when somebody who's not Bush, a Democrat, for instance, is elected in 2008, and then they get in charge of the government censorship office? Then what? Then how's he going to feel?
That's what I want to use. I'll use that. Hey, thank you. I didn't think of that
Bill.
Angle. That's what I was looking for.
Thanks for the call,
okay,
man.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Hillary Clinton's administration isn't going to do what he wants her to do.
It's a slippery slope, and it's really scary. It's so frightening to hear Americans that should know better advocating things like this. Advocating, oh my gosh, we can't have the New York Times reporting on these things. It's bad for our security. What? First of all, just look at it from the issue itself. Look at it from the issue of, okay, New York Times revealing the phone tapping thing going on. Revealing the fact, they revealed two things. They revealed the phone tapping program. They revealed the program that gives the information on whose bank accounts or what money is shifting from what bank account to whatever bank account. As though the terrorists, if they're even out there, as though the terrorists are totally unawares of things like suspicious activity reports, SARs, which are filed on you if you do something suspicious with your bank account, which, by the way, suspicious...
I've known about them since I was 16. So
CTRs, cash transaction reports. You think that if talk show hosts like us know about these things, that the terrorists don't know about them? That the terrorists aren't aware that bank accounts and U.S. financial institutions are under the watchful eye of the U.S. Treasury Department? You think the terrorists are totally in the dark about this? We don't know what's going on. Boy, thanks to the New York Times, now we can really plot a lot better because now we know what the government's up to. Give me a break. These guys, if they're really out there, they know exactly what it is that they're up against, and they're dealing with it, and they're using codes, and they're encoding things, and they're keeping things secret. They're right. Not going over the usual channels.
If this crap actually worked that the government does, these tracking reports they make the banks fill out when certain amounts of cash are put in, that kind of thing. If they worked, why hasn't organized crime been completely wiped out of America?
I mean,
why haven't it? They started this in the mid-80s.
Why haven't we stopped money laundering? I mean, they know the rules. They know how to work around it.
They've had 2 decades now to wipe out organized crime. Why isn't it gone? Because the government can't do anything right.
Nope.
And people are going to go around it anyway.
All these rules do, Mark, are they entrap unawares, unwitting, law-abiding, normally law-abiding people. They trap them. So you go into the bank a few times a week, make a $12,000 deposit, make a $13,000 deposit, a $15,000 deposit, all in cash in the same week. I don't know what you were doing. It may have been drug activity. It may have been your life savings that you were just kind of putting into the bank.
You could have a business that makes cash.
You could have a business that makes cash. Whatever the reason is, you've just had 3 cash transaction reports filed against you and maybe a suspicious activity report as well. That could result in a Treasury Department investigation of your bank account, a freezing of your assets to where you can't do any more business. These laws capture unaware, innocent people. Not terrorists and drug dealers and criminals. More's on the way. Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now. 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Anything goes. 800-259-9231 Live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you've missed a moment of the show, we've got them all archived for you. Right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Not like those other shows that want to charge you money for their archives. We give them away. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show right there. Front page, freetalklive.com. And it's free at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. Last hour, we began to talk about a blog post by some guy who has become disillusioned with the whole idea of liberty and freedom. In fact, he's trying to explain himself, and in the process, it's a just as rambling treatise as to why it is that he has left the folds of liberty.
Right, like why the American people can't be trusted to take care of themselves, whereas, in fact, we need a big old government to watch over us.
And one of the reasons,
a bunch of little children.
One of the reasons he has cited has been rap music.
Yeah, rap music, the court system. He goes on, number three here, vulgar in-your-face displays on primetime television, such
oh,
as Britney Spears and Madonna wet kissing and Janet Jackson's bare breast presentation at the halftime show and Super Bowl, what was it, 38?
Who cares?
You know, it's
this
so
guy's
silly.
A prude.
He really is, and he's assuming that primetime television isn't,
it's the family hour.
There are certainly...
There's children's watching this stuff.
There are certainly stations that are aimed at family. I think if, you know, here's the thing. You can be slipped in on regular network television. The Janet Jackson thing was slipped in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason it was slipped in is because they're trying to capture the largest audience possible.
Okay.
Now, let's look at that compared to Nickelodeon.
All right.
Now, there's a very, or TV Land, or something like that.
Yeah.
These are channels, these are cable channels that are not regulated by the FCC.
That's correct. Well, they are, but they aren't. I mean, they are to an extent, but not as much as broadcast.
They're certainly less regulated.
Okay.
The TV land, you'd never see anything like that. They're never going to do anything like that. Why? Because they know what their target audience is, and it's families, and they're going to stick with it. Whereas the Super Bowl, much larger audience, they're trying to catch the attention, they're trying to do something inflammatory. I think that's probably a better example is Madonna and Britney Spears' Wet Kissing. They're trying to draw audience, whereas
sure.
the Janet Jackson thing was more of a publicity stunt.
Okay.
But, you know... These broadcast networks they're fiction anyway. They were created by the FCC. The rules that apply to them shouldn't apply. We have freedom of press and freedom of speech in the United States, and you should be able to do whatever you want on your television station.
Absolutely.
If I don't want to watch your disgusting displays on your television station, I can turn it off. It's my TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in charge of the on-off button. You should be in charge of your station. I should be in charge of my on-off button. It's
simple.
Simple. Simple.
Why can't we leave it at that? This guy, he's offended.
Yep, he's offended.
This guy must... All programming must pass his muster. It must pass his cleanliness filter.
As though broadcast television's even relevant anymore. You know, these three major networks out there, I realize that most people still watch them, but I think it's more momentum and that they have the better programming and that kind of thing than anything.
They've been around at it longer.
There are 120 channels that somebody can get. You can be people watching all kinds of things. Why does... I mean, it's just not... They're not relevant.
Yeah. Let's go on with his critique.
All right.
So we know he's a moral crusader at this point.
Get this nonsense. Glorification of college athletes who are unable to speak intelligible English, let alone take and pass serious college courses.
These are his objections to liberty?
Yes, absolutely.
People are going to do things that he doesn't agree with.
Right.
People are going to listen to and create rap music. There's going to be sexually suggestive things going on television, people worshiping dumb sports figures. Dude, you are just full of critiques. Now, look, I'm no fan of sports athletes mm-hmm. either, nor am I a fan of rap music, and nor do I watch pop culture to where I would be caring about what Madonna and Britney Spears are doing. I don't care. Let them do what they want. It doesn't affect my life one iota at all.
This is what Robert Ringer.com, this is the reason that he's giving up on libertarianism. He's a boob as far as I'm concerned. Now
he can't hack it.
You know, college
Liberty's
football
tough.
Has become essentially the farm program for pro football. So what? I mean, so what if these guys aren't taking college, aren't college-level students? Are we upset that baseball players...
Yeah,
hold on just a second. Wait, are we upset that baseball players aren't college-level athletes because they went up through the baseball farm system? Because the farm system doesn't include colleges there? I mean, think about it.
You know, maybe it's not so bad anyway. I mean, really, at least they're not being indoctrinated with Marxism if they're busy on the football field, right? Not so bad after all.
No, they probably don't get the concepts anyway. But you trickle down, Marxism has taken over America anyway.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, it's so infiltrated.
So let's go on.
The tidal wave of pornography, particularly on the internet, that encourages everything from rape to incest to pedophilia.
Oh, porn does not encourage those things at all.
Well, maybe they encourage Robert Ringer to go out and pedophilia, go out and touch little boys.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps they encourage him to have sex with his sister, or perhaps
rape somebody.
Him. Yeah. They don't encourage
Sorry.
Me to do that.
Nope.
Sorry. Superstar trial lawyers who siphon billions of dollars from the economy by filing what society once viewed as frivolous lawsuits. You know, I don't like the big lawsuits anyway. I agree with them on that. But I think that the bigger issue is
the government court system. That's the problem there.
I think more so that it's the allowing of the multiple defendants on the same case. When you allow these situations where they can have all these
class action
suits where they can have all these essentially unnamed defendants, the defendants are not sitting in the courtroom
mm-hmm.
Because there's thousands of them, and you know the asbestos case, the cigarettes,
right.
There was some woman's pill or
but
another.
But whatever your objection is, I mean, whatever your objections are and whatever his objections are to the current way the court system works is really just a reflection on how bad government courts are, more than anything else. I mean, he can complain all he wants about the lawyers making a lot of money off of so-called frivolous cases, but it's the government that allows the frivolous cases in the first place. It's all a big party between the lawyers. The judges used to be lawyers, and that's the true. Lawyers are lawyers, and the government legislators that write the laws, most of them are lawyers, too. I mean, the whole government thing is just a big party for the lawyers and a sick money-making scheme for all of them. Let's move on to his next objection.
A virtual surrender of our borders to illegal immigrants, followed by granting them rights and benefits once reserved for only citizens.
Why do I have a feeling that was his last straw?
I don't know, but it's certainly not his last point.
Okay.
First off, we didn't grant the illegal immigrants' rights that were originally reserved only for citizens. The Bill of Rights in our Constitution doesn't mention citizenship.
So the 11th Amendment.
Right. So that's the first 10 of the Bill of Rights. Citizenship is not mentioned there.
The first 10.
The United States government should recognize humans' rights everywhere, whether they're an illegal immigrant or whether they're the President of the United States of America. We're all supposed to be equal here and equally viewed by the law. And clearly that guy doesn't think, he thinks that it's his birthright, that
clearly
somehow
he believes,
he's better because he was born in America.
Yeah, presuming he believes in God. I mean, based on the things he said, I think I can go out on that limb. Presuming he believes in God, he seems to believe that God favors one landmass over the other. That God said, okay, if you're born in these, within these borders, you deserve these rights. And everyone else, screw you.
Well, I don't know. I think that we're very lucky, perhaps one could say blessed by God, to have the country that we do in the location that we have.
And everyone else has been smited by God? But please, come on.
But at this, well, we are very lucky. And, you know, beyond that, I don't, but I think that God would expect us to treat people fairly, all of them fairly. And to think, and I do have a problem with giving illegal immigrants or
I have a problem giving anyone welfare.
Or anybody, American citizens, anybody welfare.
And
free things.
I want to make it clear.
Stuff they didn't work for.
I want to make it clear, when I say I have a problem with giving anyone welfare, I mean government-provided welfare, which has been stolen from everyone else. I have no problem with helping people in need.
That's called charity.
Yes, I have no problem with helping people that really do need help at all. On a voluntary basis.
Charity works, welfare does not.
More is on the way. You take control of the airways. Welfare works to enrich the middle-class bureaucrats that are running the program, and that's about it. More coming up. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered. But only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like what we're doing on the show, support our show by shopping with us, our friends over at Amazon. We've got a nice agreement with those guys. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and whenever you order something after going to amazon.freetalklive.com, we'll get a percentage of the sale. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. They've got over 30 different categories of products. I mean, everything from DVDs to books to office supplies to sporting goods, apparel, I mean, baby stuff. It's all there. And by the way, not only did they just open up their Amazon grocery last month, this month they've opened up the Amazon Unbox.
Unbox?
Yeah. It allows you to essentially rent DVDs, and rent television shows over the internet.
Okay.
So no more boxes. See, that's where they get the unbox term from. No more shipping it through the mail. No more waiting. You just go and get them through Amazon. It's cool.
How do you play it on your TV?
You don't. Well, that's a little trickier. I think there's some details on that on the site, but it's intended for, at this point, I think it's intended for people that are willing to play them on their computer. But it's a new delivery system for old content like DVDs and that sort of thing.
Well, one thing's for sure, that's the way it's going to go in the future. But yeah. I was just wondering how it's happening right now.
They're on the cutting edge, and you can go and check it out. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. To the fun, James in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, James?
I'm calling for, I just caught the little last segment of what right before you went to break. You were talking about immigrants.
Yeah.
Yes.
What were you saying about how immigrants deserve something? I just didn't catch it.
Immigrants don't deserve anything more than anyone else. What they, what we should have is freedom in America, to where somebody who wants to come here can, and they can make a better life for themselves. What we were saying was that welfare needs to go away, government welfare.
Well, I think that probably the statement that you were talking about is we were discussing an article by a gentleman who suggested that the government shouldn't be granting rights to illegal aliens. And the point that we were
government
making...
Government doesn't grant rights, by the way, in the first place. So
right.
You know.
The point that we're making is the Bill of Rights, what the country's founded on, whether you agree with it or not, is aimed at all people, not at citizens. The word citizen does not appear in the Bill of Rights. So what do you think about that? Should we amend the Bill of Rights to only say citizens?
Well, when the Bill of Rights was being written, I'm pretty sure when they talk about people that they're probably talking about white landowners and nobody else, because that was the only people in the United States at the time.
Well, that was recognized.
They didn't make that clear in the Bill of Rights.
I mean, it's kind of assumed. I mean, if you look back historically, you know.
That's certainly who got the protections of the government at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that only white landowners should receive citizenship, or receive rights granted by the government?
I think citizens should only be granted, like, you know, an illegal comes over and has a Mexican identification card and goes to get a driver's license. I don't think that's right.
Well, you don't think that illegals should be able to get driver's licenses?
I think they should get a driver's license when they're American citizens.
Okay. I think that the problem really comes in here is what I think is that there shouldn't be illegals. Period. Mm-hmm. I think that illegals really are the fact that we even have the controls is a result of big companies wanting to have cheap labor. Because if somebody comes across illegally, and I'm a big, you know, I'm a fruit picking company, I can, you know, and I hire them on at $3 an hour or whatever way they get hired, and then they say, you know, I'm not working for you anymore. I'm going across the street to the other fruit picking place. They're going to give me $3.50 an hour, and I say, well, I'm going to report you to the INS. Or the ICE, or whomever it is that I would report them to, and you're going to go to jail and then get kicked out of the country, then they're effectively my slave. That's why illegals are illegal. I feel that free people should be able to cross freely across borders of free countries. Otherwise, you don't have a free country.
So these criminals in Central and Southern America can sneak through over the border with guns and drugs and all that stuff, so that's what you're kind of advocating?
Why would criminals want to sneak across the border with guns and drugs?
Why not? I mean, do you see the news? We're talking about drug seizures at the border?
Yeah, well, guess what? There's a war on drugs, sir, and that's why drugs are coming across the border. If it wasn't for the war on drugs, all the drugs could be produced domestically by American citizens if they wanted. So that's a non-issue. We need to end the war on drugs, too. Where are you at now?
I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want to live in a society where everybody's all high on drugs and stuff like that.
Sir, you're living in a society right now where there's a significant number of people who are high on drugs.
Wait a second. Now, do you think the fact that marijuana is illegal is stopping anyone that wants to smoke marijuana from smoking it? Really? What do you think the percentage? Let's say that it does stop a few people from smoking marijuana. Let's say it stops me. But what do you think the percentage is? I'll bet it's single digits.
I think they probably forget.
Forgets what?
The stoners when they fill out these questionnaires.
They forget that they smoke pot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
Have you ever smoked pot, sir?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah?
You've never smoked pot?
Nope.
Well, you're not the majority of Americans.
Right,
you know?
You're in the minority of Americans because most Americans have.
I'm Hispanic also.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting.
So what? So you're going to bring up the fact that you're Hispanic to make it more palatable, that you want to crack down on the borders, and that you want to have a police state in America?
There's tyrannical
fascism. I've never advocated a police state in America.
Sir, if you want...
Wait a second. You're going to have a police state just as soon as you crack down on immigration, on illegal immigrants. Because how are you going to catch the illegal immigrants? You're going to have checkpoints at the border. And then you're going to have checkpoints in America. They already have them, by the way, in Texas and California, Arizona, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we have checkpoints for drunk drivers. Why can't we have checkpoints for...
That's wrong.
You're arguing for the police checkpoints.
Your papers, please. May I see your papers? I mean, doesn't that sound... All they need is jackboots, dude.
I mean, if it keeps Jose and...
Right.
Maria,
you're willing to trade my freedoms and my time for your
security.
War on... What security? A bunch of Mexicans that want to pick your fruit and make your fruit cheap?
They want to do my gardening as well.
I mean,
if you really think about it, things evolve. Like the hijackers or whatever, they use box cutters, and now they're trying to use liquid, you know, explosives and stuff like that.
Wait. Do you just believe everything the government tells you?
Why would they tell us wrong things?
Are you that in the dark?
I mean, they want all your money as it is. They're taking 50 to 60% of your wages and taxes as it is. Of course they want to control you. Politics is about power. How do you get power? By controlling people. Now look,
government means to govern, which means to control.
If CNN and these media outlets were doing their job, they would show you that these liquids that they were talking about would have to be mixed on the plane. The different parts have to be mixed on the plane, and it takes 6 hours, and it's a smelly operation. I don't think that there's. I mean, you know, people just they just mindlessly said, "Oh, we got a terrorist operation," and
James,
the evidence is that those people. We're nowhere near
may I ask,
the airplane.
James, may I ask how old you are?
Huh?
May I ask how old you are, sir?
25.
You're 25 years old, and you've yet to figure out that the government lies to you time after time? You believe the government tells people the truth?
Yeah.
What,
yes, they do.
What makes you think that?
Yeah.
What factors?
There hasn't been an attack since 9/11 inside the United States.
Excuse me? Say again?
There hasn't been an attack in the United States since 9/11.
What? That's evidence of nothing.
There wasn't an attack before.
Because there have been no attacks is evidence of nothing, sir. What is your point?
My point is that nothing's happening.
Great.
Like,
that's good news and everything, but what? So what?
You know, look, I'd like to make this point. If the terrorists hated our freedoms, which is what we're told, right? That the terrorists hate our freedoms. They hate that we're free and they're living in medieval dust bowls or whatever. They say about the terrorists. If the terrorists hate our freedoms and the 9/11 attacks were an attack on our freedoms, the freedoms of ours have been taken away since then. So the terrorists have won,
and those freedoms have been taken away by the U.S. government.
Well,
they've
been taken away by the U.S. government at the behest of the American people, people like you, sir.
What freedoms are you talking about? Have been taken away? I haven't.
The freedom to travel.
The TSA,
you know, the TSA makes it hard to travel. I got to show up at the airport 2 hours early. I used to be
take
able
off
to,
your shoes.
I used to be able to show up a half an hour early.
Take off your belt.
You can't say that's not a freedom. The ability to show up at the airport an hour and a half later, that's freedom.
Well, I mean, you can always take a train or a bus or travel by car.
But you're trading off my freedoms. Stop trading my freedoms. They're not yours. Get your freaking hands off them.
You're just a Republican talking point, aren't you? Are you Rush Limbaugh?
I don't know. Maybe.
You're silly. Goodbye. 800-259-9231. I think he's just got a paper of talking points in front of him. He just repeats them over and over again.
Talking points say.
1-800-259-9231. People like him are selling all of our liberties down the river in the name of this false security god that is being worshipped by these individuals. No one is more secure, and the fact that we haven't had a terrorist attack since 9/11 does not point to the government being people that tell the truth. That doesn't follow either. Hour 3's on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a...